The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind is booming from your radio speakers, wherever you're at, or your iPhone or Droid or whatever device you may be listening on iHeartRadio or online. We're glad you're there. Hello, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. 800-228-0550.
I cannot escape that, can I?
Thank Phil Parker. 701-258.
Or blame as I do.
Yeah. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. And I see somebody's called off the air and suggested that Dick Cheney's a war criminal. Is Dick Cheney a hero or a villain in your mind? Todd, you already answered hero. I would certainly answer hero. In fact, I'm a lot calmer right now than I was an hour ago. Because if you open up the newspapers, what do you see? Unrest everywhere, right? You see,
Dick Cheney's voice has kind of a calming influence in and of itself.
It does.
Right? If you're like reading a bedtime story, you could never stay awake.
Very grandfatherly.
Yeah.
And even though we were comparing him to, the A Few Good Men character of Jack Nicholson, recently, about how you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall, which I believe we do. You needed somebody like that that's not afraid to, crack some heads together when things need to be done. I mean, again, it goes back to one of the calls who said fear. You know, the number one thing that will keep America safe is fear of America and what we can do. But the messes in the world today, Iraq, Israel, Afghanistan, Libya, Ukraine, and elsewhere, suggest nobody fears the United States anymore. We're feckless, and it's almost like, I think Liz Cheney said the president would rather golf than deal with this. It's almost like it's just a nuisance, right? I mean, yeah, I'm ending wars, and I need the right talking points, close Gitmo, all that stuff. But really, I want to focus on, the domestic issues rather than the foreign policy issues, which is why, in my mind, Dick Cheney is a hero for what he's done. But I want to know what you think. Maybe you think as this caller does, and do you have that, Todd, or who's playing that? We'll play it for you so you can hear the whole thing in context. Chris, do you have it ready to roll?
Well, yes, good morning. My name's Doug, and I just wanted to call up and put my two cents in that I consider Dick Cheney a war criminal. I consider his daughter a sycophant for the New World Order, which he claimed not to understand what that means, which is incredibly disingenuous of you, Scott. But anyway, you can schmooze up to this guy, but he puts you on the wrong side of history. Take care. Bye.
Appreciate the perspective. Disagree with it, obviously, that he's a war criminal and that his daughter's a sycophant. I think these are great Americans. Dick Cheney has plenty of financial resources. Dick Cheney could just sit on the sideline and be a grandfather. Hang out with his dog and do a little fly fishing.
Yeah,
right?
He's not living check to check.
No, and Liz Cheney, quite honestly, the same way. Amazing talents. They aren't doing this because they're trying to feather their own nest. They are doing this because they worry about the America of your kids and grandkids and great grandkids. So, and I have met them, and I do have I think what could be fairly called for folks in the media and someone of that stature, a friendship with the Cheneys. Whereas, when he was very ill, his daughter said, hey, included me in a small circle of folks to say, pray for my dad, who was going through, a very difficult situation in a coma. So, full disclosure, I consider Dick Cheney and Liz.
As I say, that prayer request didn't go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or any of that.
No, it didn't. And quite honestly, it was answered because Dick Cheney's a medical miracle right now.
Yes, he is.
He's written a book about the heart situation. So I just have a different opinion. But I welcome any opinion. That's why we ask, is he a hero or is he a villain? In your view, he's a villain. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And we have the carryover question from last hour as well on whether or not the North Dakota of Teddy Roosevelt's era is dead. NBC, the latest to say that. I loved one of our Facebook responders saying, oh, well, wait a minute, is Henry Ford's Detroit dead? You know, no kidding. I mean, this is...
That was actually me.
Oh, was it you? Yes. Pretty chilly, but
it's a good line.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, the world has changed a little bit.
And before you answer, go to Medora. Go to Medora, like Tanya has to do tomorrow. Lauren in Minot, you're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to add to the conversation that I believe Dick Cheney to be a hero. And I say that knowing what how he's painted by the left, but as I've discussed before, the left always reveals who they fear by how they try to destroy them in terms of reputation, morality, anything they can. Dick Cheney talks so much sense that they fear him, and that's my input. Bye.
Call again, Lauren. Appreciate it. Gloria and Garrison, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Yes. I would like to address you guys bashing President Obama. You blame him for everything that's going on. I think it's absolutely not citizen-like of the U.S. citizen to keep bashing our sitting U.S. president. I will not do it whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. So I usually listen to your What's on Your Mind, but I get so sick and tired of you being so one-sided. Please quit bashing President Obama.
Gloria, do you mind staying around and visiting a little bit about this so I can better understand your criticism?
Yes.
Okay. And first of all, thank you for calling and thanking you for sharing a viewpoint that is different than mine on President Obama. But I don't know that we talk about President Obama a lot in this program. Do you think we talk about him?
Oh, you bash him every other sentence, and you blame him for the all the unrest and bad things that are happening. That is not his fault, and you can anything that's done by the government, you can blame on also on the Congress. I just, you know, you guys are just way off beat with this, and you're ruining this talk show.
Well, I hope not. First of all, what we try to do is say what's on your mind, and we're going to give our opinions from time to time. Most of the if you want to call it bashing, most of the bashing of President Obama today, I think, came from Dick and Liz Cheney. I happen to agree with much of it, but I want to just understand when you say bashing and that citizens shouldn't do that. Is it your viewpoint that whether you agree or disagree with the president's policies, for instance, I don't know if you thought there was too much bashing of George W. Bush when he was president.
I did too. I don't care if they are Republican or Democrat. I don't like a show that constantly criticizes the president for what he's trying to do. I don't care. I don't care if he's Republican or Democrat. You know, it just gets to the point where everything is blamed on to the president. And I think you need to lighten up. You know, I used to like to listen to this show, but I've gotten so I switched to KBMR because I get so tired of the bashing. Maybe that's just my opinion, but I've heard a lot of other people say the same thing.
And specifically the bashing of Obama.
The bashing of the Congress, Obama, the blaming. I don't care, you know, like I said, be it Democrat, Republican, whoever, you know, you guys should lighten up a little bit.
Well, I would like to lighten up a little bit, actually. And I think we, you know, the fair was kind of fun, right? We had a little fun there, Todd. We had a little,
I think I'm the guy that tries to lighten the show up a little bit.
I've actually suggested, maybe Gloria would appreciate this, but I've actually suggested that we have a buzzer that go off whenever I say the words Barack Obama for the reason that trust me, I don't like either talking about the president or his policies or bashing him because Washington in general, and I've said this on the program, wears me out. It wears me out.
I'm the guy that talks about pie.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
I like that. unless you're talking about Medora. I like that part. You know, let's talk about the pleasant stuff. And when you get so radical on this stuff with the government, it just turns me off. And I know there's other people have said the same thing. And I've been trying to get on to voice my opinion for quite some time. And I'm glad I was able to tell you. You guys seem awesome. But, you know, lighten up, will you?
Well, don't be afraid to listen in the afternoon when I'm on the K-Fire Cafe. I don't think I've ever used the word Obama or Bush or Reagan or any of those guys.
And believe me, I get unhappy with some things that are going on, too.
And, in fact, I'm coming to Garrison in just a few weeks, too. So please come out to the ye olde malt shop. And say hi, and I'll buy you a malt.
And we're gonna try and be better about what you're asking for, Gloria. And if we're not, you hold us accountable, okay?
I'm usually a friendly person, and I don't care.
You're plenty friendly. No problem. Appreciate the call. We'll see if others agree with Gloria when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Jefferson's Virginia visible today? Boy, now it's a buzzer. Any president or what?
No, I mean, the answer is it's not visible today.
So I think Gloria, who just took me to the woodshed, by the way, from Garrison, should be our impetus to officially implement the Barack Obama buzzer.
I do hope that Gloria does actually join me in Garrison when I'm up there at the Yale Malt shop there. And I'll buy her a malt.
Tell us when you're going to be there before the end of the program, and we'll do it. Myron in Washburn, maybe we have a battle between Garrison and Washburn, but it looks like he wants to disagree with Gloria. 800-228-0550. Is Gloria right, Myron?
Yes, I'm afraid she isn't, because if you heard all the news yesterday and the day before on TV, as well as Rush Limbaugh, what a lot of people don't listen to, but anyway, the House has passed 352 or 354 bills, and they sent them to the Senate, and Harry Reid puts them in his desk drawer, and they just stay there. So then everybody ends up getting mad at Congress and saying they're not doing anything. Well, if they got rid of Harry Reid and a couple other ones in there, Nancy Pelosi all as well, but it would make a lot of difference. Some of these bills would go through. Obama might veto them or whatever, but by God, they're trying. But what can you do when you run up against the brick wall?
So it sounds to me like what you're saying is any critique that we have had of President Obama, you would agree with. Now, how about her point? How about her point that it's just too much bashing?
No. That guy needs to be bashed.
All right, Myron, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Chamberlain and Crystal, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your take?
Actually, it's Cameron.
Oh, Cameron. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. Criticism without solution is non-productive and a waste of time. It's very easy to criticize lots of things from anybody, but unless you provide an alternative to whatever you're criticizing, your words are really hollow and don't mean anything to anybody.
So do we not offer enough solutions when we criticize? How would you do it differently? Because I think you're right. I think anytime you're critical of something or someone, you know, that's sort of the easy knee-jerk thing to do rather than say, you know, that's really the wrong way and here's what I believe would be a better way. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's right. And I don't know about your show, whether how critical you are, and I don't know. I think you're pretty critical. I very seldom heard applicable solutions when I listen. And as a conservative, the old liberal ploy, I'm an old guy, and the old liberal ploy is always to criticize everybody and never offer anything. I mean, you find everything wrong with everything that somebody's doing, but you don't provide an alternative. And without an effective alternative, it's just a waste of time and space.
Yeah, I think I'll give you one example. Obamacare is a prime example. Didn't hear the buzzer. Todd's a little slow to the buzzer today.
I'm giving you some rope to hang yourself with.
On Obamacare, it's a good example where, you know, I think we could fill the phone lines for, you know, weeks on end of personal stories that would tell you it's a miserable failure. All right. But I think everybody would agree healthcare costs are rising, you know, at a rate that's not sustainable, same with insurance, and that you need to do something about folks that are uninsured burdening the system. And I don't know that the Republicans have done a good enough job of saying Obamacare is bad, but here's a better way.
I haven't seen any from them. And actually, living close to Canada and having relatives in Canada and business associates in Canada, you can find a few instances of any healthcare system of being unproductive, but overall, their system costs less than half of the U.S. system, and the base outcome is better because the life expectancy in Canada is slightly over 5 years longer than it is in the United States now. And nobody in Canada will ever lose their farm, their business, their house. And go talk to a guy in Winkler or Altona, which are two border cities to North Dakota. And they're smiling because they can sell things down here less cost because they're not burdened with providing health care insurance as part of the employee benefit package.
Interesting take. I'm going to keep moving here, Cameron, but I appreciate your call. Hope you call again. 800-228-0550. Jim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, Jim, this is Jim.
Yeah, we'll go to Jim, then Darlene, and Minot.
Yeah, in response to Gloria, if she don't like your station, why don't you listen to Joel Heitkamp out of Fargo? He bashes Bush and Cheney every day of the week. I think everything you say about Obama is the truth. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call. Jim. I'd prefer she listen to KVMR when she's getting a little frustrated with the bashing than the others. It sounds like she does. Yeah, you know, there's plenty of bashing on talk radio. I don't mind the criticism at all. I want to ask you the question to fairly assess how much we talk about Barack Obama, because I don't think it's very much.
Well, you heard what she said. She doesn't want to hear any bashing. She just needs to listen to KVMR and listen to K-Fire when I'm on talking about pie.
Yeah, and we talk about pie.
And join me in Garrison on the 8th, by the way.
We talk about pie, and we talk about the outdoors, and we talk about agriculture, and we talk about, you know, a lot of different things. Yeah. I think she said that I bash him every other sentence. So I want to ask the listeners, is that what you're hearing? Darlene, why not? Do you hear that?
Well, I don't listen every day, but when I do listen, I don't hear you bashing all the time. However, I do hear it periodically. But I do feel that Gloria is a Pollyanna with her head in the sand, because she wants to hear nothing negative, all the positive things. Well, I've got news for her. Life is not positive, and bad things happen. And we need to be aware, and we need to not be ignorant voters. And that's a big problem in the United States, in my opinion.
You're right. The uninformed voter is a little scary right now, and to the extent where, Cameron said, please, give me a solution. I don't disagree. They're engaged. Pay attention to the issues, but you're right. I mean, it's dangerous to just sort of put your fingers in your ears and go la, 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 given everything we're facing right now. So we're doing okay. The report card on the program would be okay here, Darlene?
Well, I think it's good to present both sides. Perhaps, when you're presenting an issue that you feel is anti the conservative side, present before the conservative side, both sides. It's good to know the pros and the cons of any issue. And when we go to the voting box, I think we need to look at something besides the color of someone's skin. We need to look at the content of his character or her character, however that may fall. And just because our next president is female or black or whatever they may be, we need to look at what their past holds and what the future could look like under their tutelage. So, my opinion.
Appreciate the call. We'll try and get a debate tomorrow. It was one of the Friday suggestions, wasn't it? When we were trying to do something a little different than normal, the nuts.
Yeah.
It'll be an Are You Kidding Me Friday, but I like the debate idea, and we've had some great suggestions from listeners recently on different segments. Sounds like you agree. Thanks, Darlene. Call again. Ron and Bismarck, got less than a minute, but it's yours.
Yes, I agree with everybody else. I don't think you bash President Obama at all. This stuff has to be talked about. You can have your Maduro and stuff, too, but the meat of it is what's going on in the country, and don't you dare be cutting that out, okay? My opinion. Thanks.
Ron, your opinion's valuable. Appreciate the call, and
we can still talk about pie, right?
This is called What's on Your Mind. Some days pie is on your mind. Some days Medora's on your mind. Some days the great outdoors or agriculture or moisture or the weather or foreign policy. So we're here to serve you. More of your calls when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the Truck Bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That Gloria that just called in, she never mentioned if she liked how Obama was screwing the country up or anything, but that's one reason I guess we got people like Obama in the office is because of the attitudes like people like Gloria that think he's doing a good job. But I guess if everyone thinks that they want the country screwed up, I guess he is doing a good job because that's the way we're going. Bye.
Appreciate the call. That one from South Dakota. Here's one from Montana, and then we'll get back to Chris, Watford City, Brad Minot, Fred Moorhead, and Sally in Grand Forks on What's on Your Mind. This was another one that came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that.
Good morning, Scott. I'd like to say that you've always played every comment that I've ever left on your recording, so I don't know why somebody should have such a hard time getting on and getting the comment online. But the other thing is I have a roommate, and he constantly doesn't want to watch the news because he doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't want to know what's going on.
There are people that are in that camp, for sure. And I also appreciate you saying that every comment you've ever sent we've played, this show is really about what's on your mind. That's why we have a 24-hour line to ask that question and have you answer it. Also during the program, when we get a comment that comes in off the air, we play it. We take calls. So I think he's referencing the fact that Gloria mentioned she's been trying to get this comment in forever and hasn't had a chance to do it. That might have been a little bit of an exaggeration on Gloria's part. That's okay. It happens. Anyway,
you do use the word Obama every other sentence.
And you exaggerate. I've told you that a billion times. Anyway,
you have not.
800-228-0550. Let's get back to the phones. Okay, another response to Gloria. We're going to give Gloria a job because a lot of folks have wanted to react to what she had to say on the program today. Chris in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Chris, or Scott and Todd. I had a response for it, too. I think she's a prime example of what this government administration wants. They want someone that is going to bury their head in the sand and not look at the facts. You guys don't bash. You guys, your job is to present the facts and lay it out there and let us decide. And she's not only an uninformed voter, but she's exactly what our government wants. She wants someone to turn the other cheek so they can do what they want. And I listen to you guys every morning. You guys do a great job. And I think you guys both agree with me that we don't want to talk about these politicians every day. We'd rather not talk about them, but we're forced to with what's going on in our country, and the facts need to be presented, and you guys do that.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks much. And you know what? There's a part of me that whenever I hear an analysis or, you know, Harry Reid this, Barack Obama that, John Boehner this, Mitch McConnell that, you know, they all sound like Charlie Brown's teacher to me. It's just blah, 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 blah. And I, there's a part of me that really wants to just say, you know what, North Dakota's working. There's a lot going on. Let's focus on what's working here rather than what's negative there. You can't ignore the elephant in the room. I hope we do it in balance to say when there's issues that are you know, the VA scandal is a prime example. I mean, this is government incompetence that needs to be addressed. Benghazi, how do you ignore that and what was done to, you know, Americans and how they were treated in that particular situation? Israel and what's going on right now there. Iraq and how that's going the other way. You know, especially as I think when the whole Iraqi thing started to unravel, my question was, how do veterans, a lot of North Dakotans that served this country, how do they feel about that? And, you know, having given what they've given, their families given up them, and now we're all the gains made are being lost. You can't ignore it, so we won't. But we're also going to defer to the callers and say, are we right? Are we wrong? You know, weigh in as well. So the program is as much about what is on your mind as it is ours. But I appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks. Fred in Moorhead, Minnesota, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I didn't get to politics. I don't know if it was mentioned of Gloria and some of these other people that were calling in, complaining about bashing and so forth. But I think a lot of people got a very short memory. If you go back to Bush 43, from the time he was inaugurated until he left 8 years later, every single day there was a negative article in the paper or on TV or on the radio. The mainstream media just absolutely went after him relentlessly. And then they're so invested in Obama that nothing negative comes from their end at all. So what are we supposed to do? You've got the liberal ideology that you're faced with every day that you get, like, again, relentlessly from the press. And, of course, now it's turned into outright socialism. And if we can't argue against that, if we can't complain against it, and in so doing, we are positive. We try to get across the attributes and the positives about the capitalistic system and so forth. But it's like the one guy said, if you don't like to hear that, boy, I tell you, there's something wrong with you. You got your head in the sand because America's got to wake up here. This, and we can't have another 8 years of this. Lord knows where it's going to go next time around. But you've got to have the other side pulled.
Appreciate the comments, Fred. I want to keep rolling because there's a lot of folks waiting to weigh in. But I agree, and I appreciate your comments. Brad Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, first, congratulations on a great radio show. And I've never heard you. I listen every day. I've never heard you bash Obama. All I've heard you is tell the truth. And I blame the O.J. Simpson trial for this whole charade we're going through right now. And here's a connection. Remember the O.J. trial about 25 years ago, whenever it was?
Yeah.
Okay. He was obviously guilty. There was so much evidence on him. You couldn't even make it up. And the jury was faced with this. If you convict him, you're racist. Well, is that not anti or reverse racism? We're experiencing the same thing right now. In the White House, you cannot criticized the president because he's black. I don't care what color he is. I disagree with his policies and his problem-solving ability. Is that not an offshoot of the O.J. trial?
Yeah, I've heard it referred
to.
There is you're right, Brad. There's a connection. Some would also call it sort of the dumbing down of America. But Dennis Miller on Saturday night in Fargo, he and Bill O'Reilly were on the stage.
I wish I would have been there. Tell me a little bit about it. Well, I have one comment that's kind of along what you're just saying right now. It's a little humorous.
Yeah, he said before you go to your comment, what he said was the best thing about this president is that he's black. You know, in other words, and I think I felt the same way. I didn't agree with him. Yeah, I didn't agree with him, and I didn't vote for him. But I thought, you know what? Let's at least chalk it up to the fact that that we have a new, you know, momentous occasion in the United States of America, that a country that one time said it was okay for slavery. now has a black president. That's pretty cool. And I still think I'm with Dennis Miller. And I'm with you. I don't care what the color of his skin is, and it's not. But I think you're right. It also pushes some people back on criticizing him. What was the other thing you wanted to say before we let you go, Brad?
Well, first of all, you've been talking about the uninformed voter, which I am not. And, well, you take the word Democrat, okay? You change a couple of letters in the word Democrat, and you come up with dummy crap. Okay, there's no way you can actually believe this stuff is going to work. It never worked with FDR. It never worked with Jimmy Carter. It never worked with Bill Clinton. It never worked with Lyndon Johnson. It ain't going to work with Barack Obama. By the way, no matter how much he tells us he cares, it ain't going to work. And by the way, I just was struck one time when Barack was giving one of his speeches. He was wagging his left finger at me in the television audience. And I thought, my, he's a lefty. God could not have made it any more obvious. He's a lefty.
Oh, Brad, you're on a roll. I think you need a stand-up act or something. But as far as the Democrat, Dummycrat thing, you know, I would go with some of the earlier callers that I think we're better off just saying, you know, here's where we disagree than name calling. We sort of have a little rule here that we try to just keep it to the facts. So that's the only thing I disagree with you on. I know you're having fun, but I appreciate your call very much, and enjoy your good humor today on the program. Thanks a bunch. Larry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, first off, when I criticize Obama, I'm only criticizing his white half. Next, if Canadian health care is so great, so fantastic, how come the price of gas in Canada is nuts? And how come all the rich and the bureaucrats and government officials in Canada, when they need health care, head for the U.S. of A.?
Great point. And maybe Cameron wants to call back and address that, because he was the one that raised that. Sally, Grand Forks, your take in response to Gloria. Are you there, Sally? We don't hear Sally. I'm going to put her back on hold, Nathan. You can see if she's there. She wanted to respond to Gloria. Stephen Dickinson, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. It was great seeing you in a Dunn Center. Hey, I have one question to her on the VA scandal. I'm glad you brought that up. Why would, whenever there's a problem in Washington, the first thing they want to do is throw more money on it? It's not, let's work smarter, let's work harder, let's figure out a way to streamline it. It's, we're not spending enough money. Where the facts came out, and it was proven, the VA department didn't even spend their entire appropriations the last 2 years. But now they're throwing hundreds of more billions on this problem when it's the people that were cheating and lying to get their bonuses, and they're not being fired.
Yeah, I don't believe it's a case of money solving more problems. I think it's about access. And we asked Congressman Kramer about that yesterday. He was telling us about the proposed legislation and the dollars, because we asked, where's the money coming from? We're broke, aren't we? How do we add more dollars to it? And I think his term was offsets, that those funds were coming from reductions in other areas. We didn't really get a chance to unpack that in great detail when Kevin was here, but we certainly will on a future program. But to your larger point, that the VA has all the money it's ever asked for. It's not a money issue. It's about the, you know, how you run your railroad, and they don't run it very good, do they, Steve?
But, well, is that way in any government problem? I mean, it's not, let's work better, let's work smarter. We're not throwing enough money. What if I ran my private business like that? We're having a down year. I don't have as much customers, not enough revenue coming in. I got to work smarter. I've got to cut the fat. Not, oh, let's just pull money. This is why we don't have a budget.
Yeah, throw some money at it, and it'll fix it. Yeah. Were you one of the guys in Dunn Center who told me to listen all the time, but don't ever call?
Yes, but if you start talking about pie, I got to stop listening.
I don't know if we could do that.
Win.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. West end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from. Even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We've reached a point in this country where just because someone has an official government title does not mean they can be trusted. They've earned the watchful eye of those they have tried to time and time again to strong arm. Question everything, search for the truth. Highest office is not exempt. Have a good day.
Have a good day yourself. Appreciate you listening and calling. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We found ourselves at the final segment of the program. By the way, I believe I told a caller yesterday, his fellow by the name of Mike, called in. He's a truck driver in the Bakken, and we were talking about affordable housing, and he said, heck, I got a house in Crosby, you know, four bedrooms, and I'd sell it for $140,000. So that sounds like affordable housing, given what's going on in the Bakken, right, and all the calls we were getting about the... I said, well, tell you what, send us the pictures, we'll put it up on Facebook, and if you haven't sold that house by the end of the day, I'll eat my hat. Well, we got the pictures rather late. I just called Mike during the break to say, did it sell? And he said, well, to be fair, the pictures came kind of late. I just looked at it myself for the first time. It's a neat little home. Have you seen it, Tom?
Yeah.
It's on all the Facebook pages, What's on Your Mind Facebook page, K-Fires, my own, Scott Hannon. I don't know how to describe it. I would say, it's not exactly modern, but it's probably an 80s, 90s kind of, just a neat little home. But it's certainly affordable housing, that's for sure. And given the family room and the four bedrooms and the big bedroom over the, loft in the basement and 2,900 square feet. I think it's a fairly described as affordable housing today in the Bakken and in Crosby that could house a family.
I understand why you asked me off the air if I had a hat. I don't want you to eat that hat. I want that hat, but I can find another hat.
I will eat my hat if that isn't sold by tomorrow. because I just think that is certainly affordable housing, and knowing everything we know about the demand for housing out there, it would seem to me, given the proximity to Crosby and the activity going out there, that it would. But I just want to remind folks that the pictures are now up, and if you're looking for affordable housing, we had a guy call yesterday with five kids, so he was getting booted out of an apartment.
Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's Crosby, not Watford, and that's quite a pull. But my point is, I think proven that there is affordable housing in the Bakken if you're looking for it. And given the amount of activity going on in building, that's going to change all the time, and that's going to affect the price points. And I think things take time. Back to the calls here at 800-228-0550. Brian in Fargo has been waiting a while to weigh in. Go ahead, Brian. You're up. My bad. Couldn't turn Brian on before you could talk. Sorry, Brian. Start over. What'd you say?
Okay. Great show, you guys. Appreciate it. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Okay. We need to constantly remind ourselves that we have a representative republic form of government. Campaigns are important, and campaigns mean something. And during campaigns, candidates, they need to tell us what they believe in and what policies are going to implement to lead the country. And when a president does not campaign on a $780 billion stimulus program and then implements it, and when he does not campaign on major health care reform and then implements it, does not campaign on expensive cap and trade legislation, and then doesn't get it through Congress but sneaks it in the back door through the EPA, then I think they should be criticized. I believe it's arrogant for these liberal progressives to say, to use talking points and sound bites to get elected, and then say, all you people shut up now, I'm in charge, you can't criticize me, I'm in charge, I'm smart. And I say that word, I use that word arrogance carefully, I really believe it. So we've got to stop having these sound bite campaigns, and I'll end with a quote by Father Robert Chirico. He wrote a great book a couple years ago called The Moral Case for a Free Economy. The quote is, talking points are not a philosophy of life, nor do they make for good governance. Thanks.
The Moral Case for a Free Economy. Got to get that book and add it to the list. Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks. Lewis in Northwest North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about Obama and everything. The president of the U.S. is basically an elected head of the largest corporation in the world. It's one way to look at it. And he's only as strong as the people he appoints as advisors and heads of departments. So if you want to look at how he's done, go back and look at the people he's appointed and their viewpoints as well. If we'd had a strong Secretary of State instead of someone going after their political career, this world would probably be a little bit more at risk. If he'd had a little backbone and people pushing to have a little backbone, the world would be more at risk. He's got all these liberal socialist people giving him advice on how to do the economy. That doesn't help. It doesn't work. So maybe when they have the next election cycle, maybe they need to make a checklist of who they're going to appoint for different positions so we can look at their views on that, too.
Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate the call. Here's an off-air call that came in on an interesting point. Go ahead and roll that.
Good morning, guys. What's on my mind this morning is the 20th anniversary coming up here of the Michelle Juulsen disappearance, and there's kind of been a re-release of everything now on the media and maybe with awareness out there of the 20th anniversary, it would be great if some news would come in and perhaps bring some closure to the family. And we can only hope that this case will be solved eventually. So just want to make sure that it's out there on people's minds again.
Oh, absolutely. It was good point. Lead story yesterday for most of the day, and Bismarck Police bringing that out, and three other cold cases that they have that they have not been able to solve.
If you know something, say something.
And amen.
And somebody
speak
does.
Up.
Somebody does. Great point. Think of the pain that family's going through. Wow. Hey, thanks for all the calls today. Busy, busy program tomorrow. And Are You Kidding Me Friday? And lots of fun with more of your calls.
We can't talk about fire. Are you kidding me?
See you, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.